Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. Tonight is Friday. We're live. Unless you're listening to an archive, then we'll be live on the archive. So here we go. Let's do some healing here from the Lightship. Let's bring in the turtles. So we haven't brought those in for quite a while. And the turtles are going to come through the light beam on your monitor screen. So why don't you bring up the light beam, and we'll bring in the turtle energy so you can actually feel some divine energy from the Lightship turtles. So here they come. They'll be doing an emotional clearing here. So we'll use their energy, and you can actually feel that energy from them. And here they come. So get them to come into the light beam first. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. I'm yawning here. So let's do an emotional clearing with the turtles. Here they come. Boy, maybe they don't want to do this one. So here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. A little different energy. I don't normally do this with them, so they'll bring you some love energy here. So I'll do the clearings myself. So here comes the love energy from the turtles. They feel much better now. Don't want to get your stuff. So here comes your love energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a pain body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a sensory body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So we'll have our co-host come on tonight. And this will be Annika. Sylvia's out of the area, so we have Annika on, who's normally with us on Monday. So, Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Thank you, and welcome, everyone. It's great to be back here with you, Ron. It's Friday, and if you want to call in, we are on Station 2 today, and the numbers are 530-776-5144 or 530-776-5154. There are two other numbers on the website, too. I could check those for you, too. There's one that's 530-413-4522 or 415-287-0074. So that gives you a few options. And if you, I did type two of them in on the fast chat there, but you can also go to the BBS site and go to Station 2 and you will see them there. So, Ron, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the Sundays that you have coming up. I know you have the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th coming up for 8-hour clearing calls.
Yes, we'll be doing another month of marathon healings here. These are getting rid of the extraterrestrial energies that kind of come into our bodies, unfortunately. And it'll be the first three Sundays of December. And then we also have our special 4-hour ascension call on the 19th. So if you're interested, it's on the website there. You can check it out. It's just very, very beneficial if you choose to come on that because, you know, you're getting 28 hours of healing on the Lightship along with being on the Lightship for the whole month. So that's quite interesting. And I think most people who've been on these calls can really testify to how much better they feel and how much more improved their health are, or their health is. So what we're doing is kind of a takeoff of last month, which is your physical body rejuvenation of the organs and the blood, skeleton, or nervous system. So even though it's, it sounds like the same exact program as last month, it will be actually a little different. And if you haven't been on one of these calls, It doesn't matter that you haven't had them before. It's always beneficial for you. The light ship will work with you as to what you may need to have, and they just work with you continuously. So there's no need to worry about if you need to have a prerequisite or not. You don't have to. Just come on and enjoy the healing process. So tonight is one of the special nights where we can go over a little bit, so I don't mind going over maybe 15 minutes. And we love having call-ins, so we tend to try to devote maybe Fridays just for call-in people. This is kind of a end-of-the-week show. We'll do some peace energy right off the bat here, but do call in if you have any questions, and we'll see if we can answer those for you. And also, you can go on to the BBS Fast Chat. So here comes some peace energy through the light beam. And this will be the turtle sending you peace. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Annika, I'll turn it back over to you, and hopefully we'll have some callers come on.
Yes, yes, and I even see some questions on here. But before I go to that, there was a question. Obviously, the next three calls that come up starts on the 6th, so there's none on this Sunday, right, Ron?
Yes, that's correct. It'll be the a week from this coming Sunday, yes.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify that first. And also, I wanted to testify how it benefited me. Obviously, we just went through, everybody knows, a holiday here, if you are in America, and it is so nice to know that I was actually part of being on your call last Sunday and in a way, protection with being on the light ship as you are also with other people. I could feel that myself, and I'm very, very grateful that you're going to have those calls right before the Christmas holiday. Because I have a little bit of a situation there with my family where I'm basically in a home that feels like being in a church. So I am really grateful that that's going to be part of my week that week, Ron. So it's just something for me anyway. Maybe you want to go into it that we actually go through clearings through the week and we're part of being up on the light ship that following week. So there's an extra benefit there if you're around other people that you might otherwise feel attacked by.
Yeah, that's a nice thing, because once you start having these energies released from you, you never really know how bad you are until you start feeling good. And then when you start feeling better, you go, wow, what a difference this has made in my life, and now I can kind of move forward. So that's kind of what's happening, is that you're able to move forward. You can look behind you and see where you used to be. Maybe you had pain in your body and that pain got released and now it's over with. These extraterrestrial critters that we take out are very devastating to the body, and they try to kill us. That's basically what they're doing through their energetic transmissions, either to us or living inside of us. So there's a lot of stuff that we don't really necessarily know about. But these clearings will help us out so that we can become more spirit-centered. This is the whole process, is to get more of you in your body to protect your body. Otherwise, you're being controlled by everything other than you. And that's kind of what happens. So we could probably do a couple clearings here. We have a couple things on the fast chat.
There's the planetary clearing and the matrix disconnection.
There's a question mark there. So the planetary clearing gets rid of the planet cordings that are connected to you. And so that's there's over a couple thousand planets that are dark side energies, dark side planets that control you. So we'll take away 10 of these here. So here we go. First one cleared. Second one cleared. And your spirit's helping. Wow. Third one cleared. Fourth one cleared, fifth one cleared, sixth one cleared, seventh one cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, and 10 cleared. Okay, the matrix clearing is disconnection is kind of similar, but this is kind of the mind energy connecting to you. So let's clear some of that away. So again, I'll count to 10. So number 1 cleared, 2 cleared, 3 cleared, they're just energies, 4 cleared, 5 cleared, 6 cleared, 7 cleared, 8 cleared, 9 cleared, and 10 cleared. Remember, all these energies are dark side energies that keep you from being in the present moment. So that's the umbrella that we're doing here, what they're under is dark side energies that keep you from being spirit-centered and actually push your spirit out of your body because the mind chooses darkness instead of choosing the light. So when you're in the light, you're in the now, in the moment, and these energies cannot affect you. When you're not in the moment, then you're in the darkness, and then you're in mind. And this is kind of how it works. It's just very, very simple once you catch on to it. And this is why you want to always stay in your heart. Unfortunately, because we live in an energy of on the planet which is controlled by the aliens, which is mind, it's more difficult to stay heart-centered. But once you become heart-centered and live in the present moment, your whole life is much easier for you to live here and enjoy the planet Earth. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, and then we have one of your newer clearings that you have online, Ron, which is the natal barcode removal, which works on a person's date of birth, time, place of birth, and more than anything, possibly the name. And then you can put in other names onto that clearing. You can put in nicknames. You can put in maybe words that you know have kind of some link to you, possibly, and that sort of thing.
And you can also put on maybe your license plate, if you wish, on your car, if you have a car. Maybe your phone number. These are all ways that, in a sense, you can be connected to. Remember, this is how the connections are made, okay, to you. So they have to have some way to connect, come into your energy field. It could be your physical address of your house. So there's all different ways you can use this here. Some people, you know, have, you know, like I said, use their phone number, use their house address, maybe the house address that you were born under. Maybe you came home, maybe you're born in a house, or maybe the house that you lived in as a child. So, you know, you just keep doing different things on it, and you will start to feel a change. I talked to one lady, and she said that she just started it, and she just put in her first name because she had a very, very long name. And she said that she felt the relief after doing just the first name, so that was great. But she still had a lot more to do. So just start clearing these energies off. Remember, these different letters in your name make a word, and they connect to the letters more so than the word. And if you have a name that is a name that might be used in a different language, and you want to use that name too. Sometimes the spelling can be slightly different, so you want to also use that. So it's a nice clearing to do just to get rid of the energy from you. So it's up to you what you want to do on that. You know, naturally you want to use your birth name, maybe your married name, nicknames, you know, whatever, you know, people use to connect you, because it also takes away some of that mind control energy from your name. So it not only works with the aliens to get them off your butt, but it helps other people, too, to get those things released from you. So just have fun at it. It's a very, very nice clearing. So
you're giving me some
Annika.
Great. Yeah, you're giving me some great suggestions there that I hadn't gone through. And but I did put in a specific religion that seems to be a name of a religion that, you know, is part of our family, or not part of my family here, but has been part of relatives, I should say. And also I did put in the word G-O-D, so it did feel very strong. So, it was just one of those that I don't know, but it felt like you can do that. So anyway, Pauline was asking a question related to that, and she is asking it this way, so I'm not sure if I'm getting it totally right, but this is what she says. the NATO barcode. How long can you be using this for a limited time?
Well, normally, most people would probably get it done. I would say, you know, one time through should do it. So I don't think that you're necessarily going to get reconnected over again once you get these things off of you. You know, you might just try it a couple times, but I would say at the most probably a month would be, you know, very, very sufficient. So, you know, 30 days would probably be the energy. Remember, the light ship works and gets rid of this energy, so it's probably pretty much unlikely that you're going to be re-hooked up over again. But you might try it maybe after a couple of weeks after you did the clearing. I had a couple of people check it out, and the information that I got back from them is that once it was gone, so it was that quick. So, you know, just give it a try and just see how it works. You know, I don't see any problem with, you know, redoing something, but the light ship is so so quick, so fast, and to get this stuff off of you that it's normally not needed to do something twice. So that's how I would say that. So back to you again, Hanukkah.
Yeah, no, I can say that too. It felt like I only needed to do it once, and, you know, I did a few different other things that I came up with, other names and that sort of thing. And, you know, it felt strong for one time, and then I didn't need to do it again. So it's a very, very, very amazing clearing. It felt very, very amazing to me. So something nice to get rid of, that's for sure. And
do you find like a Miss or Mrs. in front of your name? I'm just curious. Because I didn't put that on the website. I wonder if anybody's tried that. If
yeah.
That would even make a change, you know, or Mr., you know, in front of their name.
Yeah, you know, I didn't do that, and I should probably do that because I have a few different names in my background, and I also have, you know, they're in another language, so I have to kind of do both languages, but I haven't put that in. That's a very good suggestion to do too. So yeah, and I'm not sure if Pauline is also referring to the different times when you do the actual clearing, but I've noticed that it just depends on the how many names, how long the name is, and it comes up with whatever time is needed for that to be cleared. So I'm not sure if that's at all any of what she was asking, but I'll go to the next question here. And that is from Globe. Could the current Earth plane possibly be a parallel planet or universe?
Oh, okay, good question. So that means that what you're living right now, as you listen to me on this radio program, what you're saying is, could this be cloned? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, if the current Earth plane possibly be a parallel planet or a universe. So,
okay, so the one that we're living right
yeah.
now, could this be cloned in place of the real one?
That's what I'm guessing is the question.
No. Right now, this is the real one. Because the light ship is here with its energy, and the energy will not allow this to be cloned. So
but
I
we know that there are many parallel planets and parallel universes, right?
Yes, yeah, so there are cloned ones, definitely. But the one that you're listening to right now, as we're speaking live, this is the real thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice to know.
Yeah. Now, oddly enough, remember, if you notice, just listening here, you're like in a bubble, if you notice that.
Yeah.
There's nothing really around you that's going to affect your energy. So I'd like all of you to kind of look around, to put your feelers out, and just see if anything around you is bothering you. You should be pretty content. And that's because you're in the moment. Now, what you're viewing is the energy that was created in the light on all the different objects that are around you. Okay? Now, these same objects can be cloned in a parallel universe, and it can look identical to what you see right now. So, you know, after this program, you might check the energy out of anything in your room just to see, and just remember if you can, how it felt now versus how it maybe would feel maybe tomorrow or something. So you may notice a few things, and then you're going to notice and know that if these energies change and they're slightly different, then you're not here. I hope I made sense to everybody, because you have to really get a reference of being here in the light versus being in a clone planet. So that's food for thought for everybody. Remember, what you're probably seeing with your eyes and maybe all of your senses may not necessarily be a created light planet. I think I heard a beep there. Did someone just come online?
Yes, Ron?
Yeah, hi.
Can you hear me? Hi, it's Polly. I wanted to clarify the question. I'm asking you for the $50. You go on, you do, you know, so I might come up with stuff later. Can I just go back on with the codes and stuff, or do I only have a limited time to use it?
If you forget something, just go back on to it. No problem whatsoever.
Okay. Ron, I got to tell you something also. I noticed your name. Look at the way your name is spelled. Ron, then it says, if you break it up, it says Ron, Am, A-M, It, I-T, Ron again. So I thought that was funny. It was Ron, Am, It, Ron again. I just noticed that about your name.
That's
great.
That's
interesting. Okay, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
very good.
I have one question about the Immaculate Conception that they have on the calendar. I guess it's the Catholic. That has nothing to do with what I guess it's a hint of what you have with the Immaculate Conception clearing, correct?
Yeah, with the Immaculate Conception clearing, what that does, it helps to eliminate a lot of the DNA stuff that's released.
Is there a prerequisite to get to that point to do the Immaculate Conception?
Yeah, you first want to get your sensory clearing, naturally your emotional one.
Did that.
And then you want to get the sensory, which is past lives.
Did that. So I'm eligible then?
I would say so, yes. Uh-huh.
Do you need to do the mother-father imprint to get the Immaculate Conception? Or the fetus, you know, the trauma fetus
body?
I'll
have to do
know if I need those.
You may want to have some more clearings done. I would have to really check. Each person would be different.
Okay, I got to connect with my spirit. Okay.
Yeah, and also ask your spirit what else might be needed. You know.
I like that you make me do that.
Yeah, because remember, all this, you need to be self-empowered, and you need to get rid of more of the density.
Is there prerequisites for the mother, the fetus? Is there any prerequisites for the other two? Then that's what I'm asking. Like the trauma, fetus trauma, or the mother and father imprinting. Do you need to have a
I would say that'd probably be a good one, because you want to get rid of a lot of that imprinting stuff in this lifetime. Remember, what you want to really get done is yourself cleaned out for this lifetime. And then from there you can go deeper.
Okay. Thank you.
That's probably the most important thing.
So thank you, Pauline.
Are you
there?
There?
Pauline?
I guess she left. Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to ask her if she wanted a sample of any of the ones that she just mentioned, if you want to do either the mother-father imprinting sample or parental.
Yeah, we can do that here. So let's just pick a date here. So let's just say when you were 6 years of age, okay? And this is what just is coming up here. So let's take the imprinting of the energy that your mother gave you at the age of 6. So here we go. So I'll just start clearing. So I'll do 1 month at a time for everybody so you can actually feel this a little easier. So first month cleared, second month cleared, third month cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared. A lot of energy there. Wow. So these are judgments that was imposed, imprinted on you from your mother. 6 months cleared, 7 cleared, 8 cleared, 9 cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, and 12 cleared. That's your mother's imprinting, good or bad. It's still an imprint, so that's bad, okay? And I'll do your father for the age that you were at 6 months. So first month, which is January cleared, second cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared. Well, six is rough on this one here for some people. Your mother was rep at five, father now is rep at six, okay? Seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, and 10 month is pretty rough here for some people. By their father, 11 cleared and 12 cleared. There we go. So, just see how that tends to feel there for everybody.
That's a pretty heavy-duty one, or it felt strong here for me anyway, so that's great to have that sample.
Another good clearing, you know, on the website we have the self-empowerment one, but what kind of goes kind of hand-in-hand with the regular clearing, kind of switching gears slightly here, is the clearing of the clearing the fetus out, you know, for you to have a reprogramming of your DNA for your physical, maybe health and, you know, the, say, mental energy in your DNA, if you want to use that term, so you can have maybe clearer thoughts and bringing forth more inventions here. So this we call, you know, the Immaculate Conception in a sense here. I don't know if that's the exact name of it or not on the website. Do you have it handy there, Annika? This is like a spirit infusion when you're first born or before you're born.
You mean your master list?
What's that again?
You mean what it's called?
The master list here. I don't have it in front of me. There's so many clearings that I should have this one memorized.
Yeah, I'll see if I can come up with it. Sometimes the people on the fast chat are very good at helping out too. Hint.
Yeah.
If you can figure out which...
It brings in more DNA for the talents that you'd like to have. And it also can help you if you have any type of physical problems. You can actually get reformed, so to speak, as you're being created initially when you're inside of your mother. This is what it's for. So that might be the Immaculate Conception. I'm just not sure.
Yeah.
That's so far away from me right now with where I am in my energy field that I'm not bringing it up. If I had the in front of me, I could probably tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's I think we have a caller there. I heard a beep, I think.
Hello? Who's out there? Sounded like somebody called in, but maybe...
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Ron?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Tamara, and your show is very interesting. And I've got a question. I've had some very weird things, like when you go up to, especially at work, when I'm dealing with people, I see like a light flash on and flash off.
Hmm. Okay, is that with everybody in the room or just one person?
More one person.
Is it always the same person
like
or
like,
is it different people?
It is the same person, yeah, and it's almost like, you know, like a sheet of light goes up and down.
Okay, I would say that if you're seeing, so what I understand you telling me, okay, is that you, as you view somebody, all of a sudden they like come and go, but you see a light in one space where they maybe were, possibly, or does that, you know, like looking at somebody and there's a flash of light and they're still there, but the light is superimposed over them, is that what you're saying?
Very similar to that, yes.
Okay. It almost feels like it could be two things, okay? It could be the person being brought back into this time-space reality here, and you're actually seeing the frequencies change as your body is being brought back into this lifetime from a parallel life, okay?
Because I do find weird things happen. Like sometimes my jewelry will slip off of my body.
Yeah, okay. That's probably it. So
okay.
If it's dealing with you, It's possible that maybe they're with you in that parallel life. If you start missing things, so you're saying that it disappears and comes back again by slipping off, or it falls off?
It'll fall right to the ground. Like, I'll have a ring that'll slip right off my finger.
Yeah, okay. Chances
and
are...
usually my rings don't come off my fingers, or I'll have, like, a bracelet that'll...
Okay,
right,
yeah,
off.
What that is that you were probably in a parallel lifetime. You had your jewelry, your ring off of your finger, and then all of a sudden you got transported back here again, and they noticed that the ring was not on your finger, and they tried to put it on, but it was not in the same location as your finger. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And so naturally,
because I have gone on,
it would probably fall to the ground because it wasn't attached to you. Okay.
Okay, because I have gone on your website and tried to do some of the alien type clearings.
Has that helped you?
A little bit, but my life is very, very bizarre. So, you know, your show really resonates with me.
Yeah, I would say that you're probably going into a lot of different parallel lives. I can't. The only reason why I see a lot is because somehow, normally, people will not lose things that's attached to them physically on their body or clothing, okay? So that is a little more unusual than just losing your set of keys or sunglasses or something.
Mm-hmm. Because I do know that every once in a while, like if I step down, I almost have to step down an extra step every once in a while, just even like if I stepped off the couch.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah, that's I would say that you're bringing yourself back to this this particular life on the planet, and you're not quite back enough.
Okay.
And you have the awareness of being there and also being here at the same time.
Okay.
Do you ever have the problem with if you're waking up at night and you can't breathe?
Not so much that. I do know that I probably don't stay in my body as much as I should.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I
Are
do
you
pick
in
up
your body
of,
right now?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I can feel my body, but
good.
I do pick up a lot
it
of
felt like you were.
But
I was
people.
Asking to see if you had a jerk or something as I said that.
No, I didn't.
And the quickest way to figure out if you're in your body or not is just to pinch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pinch yourself and your eyes become different looking, okay, meaning that maybe they were first dull and now they're brighter. And at the same time, everybody's probably seen this. You look at somebody and their eyes are kind of glossed over, and then all of a sudden they return home and they get a little bit brighter. You know, that means that they weren't here. So if you pinch yourself a little bit. Normally you just pinch like your maybe your thumb or, you know, the palm of your hand or something, you know. And just give yourself a little pinch, and if you become more awake, then that means that you were not here and now you are. If you don't feel any change, then that means that you were here. So that's a good thing to do if you're afraid of not being here. And that's
okay,
the quickest way without causing any problems to get back home into your body here.
Okay.
But it sounds
Could
like to me
really?
That you're somewhere else during these affairs, and those parts are now coming back to you, but they're not in the same time-space reality as you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's probably why your ring is not with you, and it falls off. It doesn't necessarily probably fall off your hand or your finger. It may not be attached to it whatsoever, and it's next to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would guess.
But I do notice that those moments, I do kind of space out for a second or two.
Yeah, that could happen. Yep.
Okay.
But that's the ideal thing.
Thank you very much.
And then all of a sudden you wake up, in a sense, you become more alert, and all of a sudden your attention is back here. And then you kind of wonder where you went, but you don't necessarily think that because you don't really realize that you were gone. Mm-hmm. If you look at it more deeply, then you may start to realize that. So that's what I would say, is that you're just somewhere else, and that's probably how I would describe that. Have you ever lost any clothing? I'm curious. Or come back with maybe part of, like, maybe a necklace missing, or maybe you came back with maybe you lost maybe a coat, or your purse wasn't with you or something, then it materialized 5 minutes later on you?
I have had that. I actually have that with my purse or my wallet sometimes.
Yep. Well, that's the ideal situation of being in a parallel lifetime.
Okay.
And not being
I have another really good question. Like, sometimes with people point, and it's almost like I lose. It's almost like they're trying to send me somewhere.
Ah. Oh, boy. That gets into something. Yeah, there could be somebody in someone else's body, a shapeshifter, commanding you to go somewhere.
Yes.
Yep, that's what I would say that would be. It's an interesting show tonight.
Yeah, because sometimes, I'll be shopping, and they'll try and they ask me to do something for them first to get my attention, and then they'll try and point me to go somewhere.
Yep, that's probably it. They're probably taking you into a portal. Maybe they're wanting you to maybe help them out to find something. And maybe a few feet away from you could be a portal where they want you to go to be taken.
But I don't feel these are very good people.
They're probably not, no. They're probably shapeshifters in that body. You might check their eyes out. See how their eyes look, if you can look at them quickly.
I mean, it's their eyes. Also, sometimes they stick their tongues out, to the right or the left side of their mouth. I find that happens a lot.
Yep, that's... Yeah, it could be a shapeshifter not knowing how to deal with the body that they're living in.
Okay. And we just go on and protect ourselves from shapeshifters then? Would that be the clearing that we do?
That's your spirit instantly to help you.
Okay.
Yep. Very good. This is great.
Thanks so much, Ron. I appreciate
all
your help.
Normal here. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And do we have another beep, Annika?
Yeah, I thought I heard someone.
Hello?
I'm not sure. Hello.
Hi.
Who's out there?
This is Sylvia from Toronto.
Hi. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Ron and Annika. I actually just wanted to comment on Pauline's questions and what Ron had to say, because I had the fetus clearing, the Immaculate Conception for this lifetime and that of the ancestors, including the parents, imprinting, and these clearings are so subtle and so powerful, it's amazing. You never knew how much of their judgment you were creating your life with until after you have these clearings. They're very, very subtle and very, very strong. And then after you have them, you become much more empowered. It's like you rediscover a new you as declaring as you get them done. And you find that you don't really think the way you used to think, and you're like, this person, who was this person? That's how subtle it is. And then there's this blood clearing that you can get done, and that is even greater and even powerful. You can do one generation of this lifetime or seven generations. And it is very, very powerful. All of these things really do empower. So I just wanted to comment on that I've had those clearings, and it's a highly recommended clearing. That's what I wanted to say, everyone.
So that was the spirit fetus infusion you were talking about, and the parental
imprinting.
Imprinting.
Also speaking about the Immaculate Conception for this lifetime of yours and that of your ancestors. And I guess I can say I've even had the Matrix, and that is like, wow. It's like you get cut off. It's like you're on a tree, say, for example, and when you get the Matrix, you just get nipped off the tree, and it's really cool. So all of these clearings, it's highly recommended. You know, as well as other clearings to do, you know, with betrayal, guilt, hurt, you know, anger, because these are emotions that is also stored in our body as well too. And those are the buttons they press. But doing the clearings that Ron has up, like the Immaculate Conceptions and everything, it's like going to, it's like rewriting the DNA cellular memory. So there's not many buttons to be pressed there. You know what I mean? And then when you do your anger clearing or your fear clearing, resentment clearing, whatever, it just like brings you so into the moment and so real, you don't even know until, Ron, I've always said it, you don't know how bad off you are until you have a clearing. And that is a fact. You know? So I just wanted to share that with the audience and both of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Sylvia.
Thank you. And there's the enslavement clearing as well, too. Because I come from, sorry, Ron, I come from an Inya background, so I just want to share that as well, too. And I come from ancestors that was enslaved. And then you can, you know, take that further, like with starvation of food, limited to, even though we were highly, you know, corrupted and we live in the dark and thought medicine was so great, you know, as a slave, you deny these things. And this is why you have all these wants and all these needs and everything. And all these clearings that Ron has came up with absolutely works. So, thank you. Have a great night, both of you. And
yeah, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
So I wanted to continue on what Sylvia's talking about there, because I know when Sylvia did those clearings are all online that you have online, Ron. And since then, we also have the self-empowerment healings, too, which do cover a lot of what Sylvia was mentioning at the end there, with, you know, a lot of the other things, feeling betrayed, being used, unwanted disappointment, put upon, pushed, family rejection, emotionally drained, fear of failure. And that's all within one clearing now that you have available for us, which is the self-empowerment healings. So I just wanted to put that in there, too, just to add to that great testimonial. Thank you so much.
Yes,
Sylvia?
Yeah, that self-empowerment clearing is to help somebody right now to get themselves empowered. It doesn't take the place of the separate clearings that we have, but it's designed, in a sense, to jumpstart you, to get you so you can move on with your life for whatever reason why you're stuck, basically. And that's why it's on the website. They get a lot of people saying, Ron, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm stuck here. I'm stuck there. And so after hearing this for probably about a year and a half with different people, this clearing finally came up, and the Lightship was ready to do this for people. So this is why it's up on the site, and it's, you know, it could take you, I think it's set up for six weeks now to do. So you want to get on there and just start working with it. And, you know, it's mainly designed for people who are, like I said, stuck. I could be stuck many ways. It could be stuck not making money. It could be stuck being in a maybe a bad relationship. You know, just being stuck, whatever that means to you. And all these headings that we have there is a way that you become disempowered. And even though you may see one of those and think it doesn't belong to you, you don't have it, do it anyway. And like I say, start from the first one and go through it. And it may not even be your issue. It may be somebody else's issue, sending you bad thoughts. Maybe for some reason you had an employer who didn't like you at all, and they laid you off, and they still think of you daily about maybe what you did to them. Maybe they're jealous of you, a person working who now got your job, and they don't want you to get ahead. And so they keep, you know, sending you bad, negative thoughts about maybe failing at your next job. And so now you have a hard time getting the job because they're putting this mind control energy on you, which would be, we'll say, a curse or a spell. even though they may not think they're doing that, this is how you are responding to it. And you may not be able to move out of your life because of these people doing this to you. I would think the hardest thing would be if you belong to an organization. So we'll just say you went to a church. And I remember talking to somebody who was a Jehovah's Witness. I'm not trying to pick on that religion, but somehow they get together quite frequently during the week, and they have a ritual there, you know, a routine, I should say, not a ritual, but it probably would be, but they have a routine that they see everybody all the time, so to speak, and this one person, their whole life was centered around the church, and somehow they did something that wasn't proper, and somebody finked on them, and then they got, like, extricated out of the church. Well, they've been going to church for, like, about 10 years, and their whole life, like, fell apart because their whole life was wrapped up in this church organization. Then they have all the people in the organization sending them bad thoughts. And so their life went to hell in a handbasket quickly. So was it, their guilt or their fear causing it? Could have been. More than likely, it was maybe the congregation of probably 300 people thinking what an awful person this person was, and they got all this hex energy on them. So this is the way you have to look at this here. So you want to get this stuff off of you. So that's why this healing is on there, to help you out to become self-empowered. And then once you become self-empowered, then you can become more spirit-connected, and you can probably become more happier. Because when you're disempowered and you're trying to move forward out of something and you can't see the forest through the trees, then, you're probably going to be pretty miserable. So this is why this is on the website, so you can get out of your own way. So this is the whole thing, so you can figure out what's going on. Many drop-down boxes there, many ways to do this clearing. And it's just there to help people. And then after you have that, you may want to look further into individual clearings on something else that might, suit your needs after that. But the main thing is to move forward, you know, get out of the past. And this clearing is designed to do that. That's why there's so many clearings in there. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah. Well, speaking about all the clearings that are in there, you know, for a new person, it can seem a little bit overwhelming. And, you often mention, and maybe it's worth repeating here, that it isn't necessarily that you're going to need so much. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, on the actual online clearings, yeah, there is a lot of clearings there. But you just start and do the first one, which is the emotional one, and then kind of go from there. But the main thing is, that, you know, if you are stuck in your life, then do the self-empowerment clearing and get that over with. You may want to do your natal chart. That one is very good to get that stuff off of you. If you want to go further, then you can do the planetary clearing. But, all these are there to help you. This is the whole thing, is to become more spirit-centered. And, by all means, if you're older, maybe over 40, we'll say, over 30 at least, or you have parents that maybe are above the age of 60 to 80, you may want to do their alien death barcode so they can maybe live a better life. Maybe they're already maybe on their last barcode. Maybe it's affecting their life. Maybe you already went through two or three of them yourself and you wonder why your energy is always drained. Well, you know, that alien death barcode is there to help you out. Remember, when you start hitting your last barcode, that's when they take you out. So it's up to you if you wish to have more life or a better life, to be a free choice. So that's what I'd recommend. And in that clearing, you get two clearings for the price of one. You get the alien death barcode off of you first, and that's going to take you a minimum of 8 hours on the computer. You need to be dedicated to life to do this here, you know. And then from there, you get a free clearing, which is the alien stress removal, emotional stress removal. That you want to do maybe of the following week, if you can, or later on. But, most people only have the weekend to do these clearings because they work in the daytime. So to actually find 8 hours of time might be more difficult for most people. So a lot of people do these clearings during the weekend. But it's up to you to want to choose life in place of choosing death. And this clearing will help you live. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. So another great comment here from New about the Sunday 8-hour call, saying that head-to-ear work really helps the heart connection, and that was part of what you have been doing on the last couple of 8-hour calls. So I thought that was a good one to mention. And New is also asking, can we have a magnetic body alignment clearing sample?
Sure. So let's do that here. This clearing is more difficult to do because the bodies are typically at least 50 degrees off to maybe up to, 500 or more degrees. So we'll do 20 degrees for you. So your spirit's going to just select one of these bodies, and we'll just count backwards to a 1. Here we go. So I'll do 2 of these bodies. The first one, so 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. If you feel a little dizzy or strange, that's the reason, because the body is being turned inside of you. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, and 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 12, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now for that body, I'll do the twisted body. So this is the same body. Now we're going to untwist it. So same process. So 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, and 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, and 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Well, I'm really feeling that. Well, now next body. Move that back into alignment, 20 degrees. So here we go. And remember, it's only moving 20 degrees. It could be off 500, means that you went to 480. So here we go, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now we'll do that same body. That was a magnetic body. Now we'll do the twisted body. Remember, it can be turned and twisted. So 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, and 15. 12, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. So if you feel a little strange, that's probably good because your body now is a little more in sync with your spirit for healings for you. Back to you, Annika.
So this is another one of those that you really recommend for everyone to have, right? And could you maybe mention a little bit about this clearing? Because it seems to come up as one of those that a lot of people want to have as a sample. So I'm guessing we're many who very much including me too, who are feeling it. So it's an interesting one because how does it really happen that we get bodies twisted and bodies this way?
Well, I was working with the person, a year or so ago, and I was working with some of their invisible energetic bodies, and all of a sudden it came up that this body was turned. And I go, that's really strange to have a body that got turned. And so the dark side takes these invisible bodies that are used to connect our spirit to our physical body. It could even be part of our spiritual template of the body, okay? Part of our hologram from the light. And so they take these bodies and turn them, which prevents the spirit from entering into the body for healing. And that's just the easiest way to say it. It's kind of like the phrase having all your ducks in a row, okay? So if you're missing a duck or the duck is not in a row, then you're not going to have the benefit of that body working properly. So I was doing magnetic body, that's what the light chip called them. And then from there, we found out that working with one person, remember, these healings come forth because I'm able to see more. and this person now had the bodies that I realigned, and some of those were twisted. And so naturally we did the twisted bodies. So what I charge is $10 per body, and I don't charge over the price of, I charge 150 max, and so that would be 15 bodies. And if you have more than 15, then I don't charge any more than that. I put a cap on it. Some people have had probably up to 40 bodies off. So just to give you an idea where you are, you know, with this energy, okay? And then I charge the same price for the twisted body. So first we do the magnetic, and then we do the twisted. And it takes normally a couple days in between. When I first work with somebody, normally I'll do between probably maybe 5 to 15 of them. And it's what shows up. And then we take a few days to integrate. And then from there, I'll check again. And normally, after a couple of weeks, all the bodies are fine. I think Pauline had that clearing. Do you want to call in, Pauline, and talk about the clearing? I know we had one that was quite a ways off on you that I can remember. So I'll put you on the spot if you're still listening here. But for me, this clearing is just... people who can't heal, who tried everything, even lightship healings, if you have a problem, this clearing somehow enables you to have more success. That's about all that I can say. Remember, the lightship can only bring forth what they can find wrong with us, because they have to investigate all this stuff too. They don't know. Remember, they're only in the now. So each moment in time is a new now. So it's a new discovery. This is how you have to look at it. Where the dark side has a script, they have everything for the future, they can look at everything, they can plan things out, very devious. The light doesn't work that way. Light only works in the present moment. Then it has to find out what happened to you. And this is why some people don't understand, you know, why the light ship can't do what is needed, or they say, gee, why couldn't the light ship have done this years ago if you know about it now? Well, they're only in the moment. They just found out about it. And so they're always playing catch-up to the darkness. And, you know, they'll eventually, you know, catch up completely. This is why they have ascension, to get rid of the darkness. Maybe they do so much work, and maybe they finally had to give up, you know, a long time ago. And they said, you know, the darkness is too intense here, and so we're now going to do an ascension process and to get rid of the darkness, because we have a hard time keeping up with what they're doing all the time. And so this is why they turn off the universe of light. Everything falls away. They collect everything that they created, and they start over again. This is probably why ascension initially started happening, because the darkness is very powerful in what it does. It copies the light, but the light has to get... Okay, we've got a caller. Is that Pauline? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm listening to the show. I forgot. Okay, hi, Ron. It's Pauline. I was just calling in because you said call in, so I'm going to call in and tell you what you want me to say. You want me to just tell what I got out of it?
Yeah, that's fine, sure.
How I called before about it, but I really felt the energies when you were doing it and you were untwisting things, and then when I started to go back to my online clearings, we did some of the ones that I had done before, and it felt like as if, to me, it felt like I never had the clearing, but I think, like you said, it was probably just waiting in the balance until I got back into my blueprint or whatever it was that magnetic body did for me. I felt the energy so much stronger coming through, and like I have the light infusion online, it just felt so much stronger, everything, and it's as if, to me, I would say that sounds like something I would do first, even though the emotional body is important, because if that stuff is twisted and you're trying to... You know, I know that everything seems to be, you need all of them at once. I don't think it's anybody should be doing one at a time. If we could do it all at once, it would be great, but I don't think that's how it works. But it just seems like you can't say which really goes first. It's like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Which one of these clearings should go first? That's how I feel about it, especially the magnetic one. I really felt that was really important.
Yep, it is a very important clearing. And if somebody has, you know, done previous clearings, you know, a couple years ago or so, you know, and you do the magnetic, I'll let you go back into the website and redo the clearing over again that you maybe did 2 years ago. There's no problem with that whatsoever. So
okay,
just let me know. Send me an email or something.
Right.
You know, because the whole thing here is to move you forward or just get on to the unlimited, you know. That's what I really recommend for everybody is to pay that $50 for the clearings that you may have had and get on the unlimited so you can get cleared out and stay current. Remember, the clearings stop after I stop doing the clearings. So, do the unlimited so you can stay present all the time. But like with Colleen, we did clearings maybe a couple years ago, I think. And,
slowly with you, really slow.
You know, and they worked then, but by having this clearing of the magnetic bodies, because her other bodies were out of alignment, we didn't know about this clearing. All of a sudden now it just kicks in. And all of a sudden, you get catapulted into a whole new area of health.
And plus, being on those quarantine bodies, that's also going on at the same time. And if I could do all the, like the alien and all the other ones, right now my, funds are limited, but I'm trying to choose the ones that are most important to me that I can get the most out of at the moment until more money comes my way, hopefully with more clearings. And I know that I've gotten advice from people that things do lift, and I think that self-empowerment will help me, bring in more money so I can get more clearance.
And also, what I'd highly recommend is get on the call next month.
I'm on. I'm
trying. Yeah, for those 8-hour calls on Sundays. I mean, those things kick butt. And they get off these ET critters that are causing most of our problems here. So by all means, you don't have to have the emotional clearing first. If you're a brand new listener to the program here, get on those calls. Do that month of work. Just put those Sundays aside. You also get a free one on Saturday, a 4-hour ascension call, and get on those calls. I mean, it doesn't take that long. You think that 8 hours is a long time, and for myself, I mean, I look at it and I get down to the last hour and I go, man, where'd the time go? Time flies when you're having fun, and this is the way it is. And it feels like about maybe a half an hour has gone by for 8 hours because you're in the present moment. And you get all this stuff cleared out of you, and you just feel wonderful. And those things don't come back. Once they're gone, they're terminated. And the light shift continuously works with you for the whole month. The people that were on the calls previous this month are still on the light ship.
And I agree with what Annika said. Since the holidays, I have been staying away from my family for the longest time, and I decided, let me test this out. I went. Everything was beautiful. I was in the moment. I probably was very judgmental before I got because I was, afraid because I was going through all of this. I still have fear in me, I guess, that I can't handle it. I'm not used. I already know what I've been through, and I'm sort of okay, I'm going to try to stay in my heart and be in the moment. And I had some clearings up so that I could be detected. I hope that it worked because I don't really know. I set it up before I went, for 8 hours. And I said, I hope it worked because it's not in front of me. It was in my home. I had to go visit people. And it seemed to, I felt so great. I don't know if it was really my imagination but I don't know if that's really how it works. Whenever you put your name on there and you're not in your home and it's going on the computer, does it work then, Ron?
Yeah, it's. I find it quite interesting on how these clearings work. To me, they all work, but some people feel or sense more of the clearing than others. So they're all very good. If I were to choose anything right now, for what I have on the website, I would first do, the 8-hour ones that we have, coming up next month. And if your health is kind of iffy, I would do the death barcode clearing.
Then at the other end, the natal chart. You never had that. So I did the planetary clearing. And then when I did the Master Form 1, I had the the 13 planets removed. So I had those removed, but I guess the natal chart even more precise.
Yeah. So the natal one is more of the mind control tracking energies that can free you up.
And can I just say thank you? Because Sylvia, when she hosts the Q&A, I got a lot out of going there, and she really shared a lot with me. And I moved on quickly after. I hadn't really listened to your shows, Ron. That's why it took me so long. I didn't realize that the mental body was so important. That's why I kept judging and coming back and going back and forth. It took me over 2 years to finally get and really do the clearings with you. So,
yeah.
And I do agree with you. I didn't think of that. I let go of my mental body. I mean, compared to, you know, I never had my emotion. I didn't really express my emotional body, so I went totally the opposite, I thought. So I didn't think I needed it. And I think a lot of people out there probably feel, assume the same. They're heart-centered. They feel they're more heart-centered than they are mental, but they do have a mental body. So.
Yep.
And just like the men,
so
they don't have an emotional body. Okay, I better let you go because I'm sure there's other people that want to talk and you want to keep.
Well, it's just so great to hear your explanation, Pauline. It really is.
Thank you, Erica, too.
Yes, thank you.
I want to publicly announce to say thank you to Sylvia, your co-host, and Annika. Everybody's been so great. We have to acknowledge them as well. Besides Ron, of course, and the community.
Yeah.
I know everybody who helps support. Behind the scenes, I don't know everybody, but I know there are.
Oh, there's so much help. Yeah, there's so much help there. I see Cindy here. She's always putting on where to contact you, Ron, and it's so great.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
Yeah, when people finally get it, they're very happy.
That's what I'm thankful for. This is if I'm going to have to celebrate this holiday. I'm thankful for the Creation Lightship, Ron, and you for taking on the extended years when you could be enjoying yourself if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you so much, Pauline. So,
okay,
you know, we
there here about the set sequence timing. How does it work? So I'll just describe that one there. Mm-hmm. The set sequence timing is designed to put you into the present moment for each year of your life. So that would be a whole life clearing. So that would be $5 times your age. So what that does is take you throughout this whole lifetime and put you into the moment. So remember, when you're not in the moment, where are you? Okay? Where's your spirit energy? And so maybe some of your illnesses were caused by not being here, not protecting your body, number one, and not having the energy into your body to make your body function properly. So, or maybe your chakras got out of alignment because you weren't here. I have not put on the, I think I have a chakra clearing on the website. I'm not sure right now. I'm just not sure. But I know the I call it a set sequence timing. That puts you into the present moment throughout your whole life so you can have all your energy with you. Remember, you're collapsing time, okay, because we live in a time-based reality. So you want to have everything set in proper order from when you were first born to now. Otherwise, you're all scattered all over the map. You're all over the universe. So when you get everything put into alignment, all those ducks in a row, then you can have a much better healing. And this is the way or why we have that sludge, the body on there. There's also a sludge body clearing that good after magnetic body. I can do a sludge body sample. There's so many of those that I have not necessarily got into them recently. The reason why we call it a sludge body is because probably about a year ago, we started looking at these bodies that are contaminating us, which is a dark side connection into our physical body. So this is like the interface. So, we called them a sludge body. That's kind of how they looked. They looked like some energy that was really screwed up, and it was attaching to us. And what I'll do is I'll take away the main culprit that these bodies, in a sense, use, kind of just changing it to a different type of clearing. But this is one of the alien parasites here. And the hardest one to detect. And it took me probably about 6 months to figure this body out. I'll just, behind the scenes here, I saw this body, and I saw that it was interfering, and I didn't know what the heck it was, because it was invisible. And naturally, the dark side does these things. normally I can see him and get a physical representation of what it is. And all of a sudden, I was looking for like 6 months, and it finally showed up to me as a jellyfish. And then I saw all these tentacles attaching to the bodies, our physical body, all the cells, and I go, oh, that's how the dark side impregnates us with negativity and to connect to us through our dreams and everything else. So this is the main interface. So this is all these tentacles. In fact, what we'll do here is we'll have some fun. We'll go for an extra 10 minutes longer here. Is that okay with you, Annika?
Sounds great.
Okay, so let's take the your left let's just say your left hand. We'll keep it very simple so you can just put your focus there. So we're going to take your left hand, and we're going to release from you the jellyfish energy. And I hope I said jellyfish before, not octopus. Okay, I think I said octopus. Did I say octopus or jellyfish?
Oh, goodness. I can't remember. I thought you said jellyfish.
Yeah, so this is the jellyfish. I'm going to take the jellyfish energy off of your left hand. So here we go.
No, you did say octopus before, sorry.
Yeah, I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But that one's extra bad, too. That one's the first one that I came up with. But the jellyfish took me 6 months to figure out. So here we go. I'm going to take away the tentacles that connect to your hand. They read your DNA. They read your cellular memory and bring that into the DNA. And they can find out different events in your life that's attached to your hand and also programmed in your body, okay? So here we go. I'm going to take this energy of the jellyfish, all the little stingers off of your left hand. So here we go. And there's probably more than one, but this one here will be enough to show you what it does. And this we do on the 8-hour call. So here we go. I'm going to count to 20 to command the energy. So 1, 2, 3, oh man, my hand's starting to hurt. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, feels like stings here coming off. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, is your hand kind of twitching out there? 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. So if you're shaking your hand, there's a reason for that, okay? So somebody would like to call in and let me know how their hand's feeling. Now, that would be great. See if you feel maybe more movement in your hand. Maybe it was slightly paralyzed. Not knowing that, I'm not saying that your hand wasn't working, but maybe it can move quicker now. Maybe the muscles are more at ease. So now we're going to do your right hand. So if somebody wants to call in and describe what they felt, sense, that'd be wonderful. So now we're going to do the right hand. Same thing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. There we go. So you may want to shake your hand, see how they feel. They should feel looser. You may have more awareness. Let's do a spirit infusion now to bring your spirit back into these energies, to reconnect your spirit where the jellyfish energies were attached to you. So on the count to 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, waiting for a caller here. Do you want to describe what you felt, Annika? And hopefully
yeah, you know, I haven't felt... It's not. It's just a little bit of warmth in my hands and that sort of thing. But I have noticed such a difference since I started doing this on a regular basis, because that would be, you know, the last year, because you've had it online for almost a year now, and it's changed my life. I used to have. Sometimes I can recognize it again as a little bit, tiny bit of like an arthritis type of pain in the hands. And that's when I sort of know that I need to go online and do that clearing again to get this off of my body. So, and I can also say that having had these calls that you do on Sundays, Ron, and you've been doing them for many months this year, it's been amazing to see what it has done to members of my family who are not listening to your show, but are getting it and benefiting so much. Particularly this last month, I should say, I've seen a big difference without using words or information about what you are doing. My husband has really gotten it. So that is a great, great thing, because before it definitely was not even accepted here. So I just want to put that out there. If you have that experience in your own life, that if somebody in your family can come on, even though they are absentee, they don't have to know about it, they will still benefit from the calls that you do. So
yeah, that's
very grateful.
Yeah, what you mentioned, a lot of people that do come on the calls, they can have the benefit of being absentee. And so if you don't have the 8 hours of time, you know, you're busy, especially in December here where people may have to go out shopping, et cetera, you can still come on the calls absentee. But even if you are on the call and you have a family member who maybe is not living with you, or that maybe they're on a business trip, or they just don't really get what you're doing, but you want to help them out anyway, especially children, or maybe you have parents, you know, you can have them have the clearing too without even telling them. And that's the nicest thing about the creation energy, is that it created you and it knows how to do the healings on you. Doesn't need anybody's mental permission, because that's mind energy. And the mind energy would probably tell you no anyway. And this is the way it works. You know, it's great at saying no, because it doesn't want to get fixed. Well, I heard a beep. Somebody online?
Yeah, this is Twiggy. How are you?
Hi, Twiggy.
Hi, Twiggy.
Hi. Well, I'm calling in to let you know how my left hand really, really tingled when you were doing that, and almost hurt. It still is kind of feeling some effects of it, whereas my right hand wasn't as intense. So, but I really felt it in my left hand.
Do you have more movement now on your hand?
Well, I have always had, movement is not an issue, but it still kind of feels tingly in my left hand.
That's good.
I do massage therapy, and when I do massage, like I did 5.5 hours today, I've been leaving on the alien clearing one, where if you touch somebody else, the ones that you acquire from touching other people, and that's really helped a lot.
I don't acquire their issues.
And one other thing I was wondering about, like when you do the clearing stuff, I yawn a lot, and then like on my way home, I was telling my body to get rid of the entities I might have gotten, and I just have these yawn attacks where I just yawn so much that I can't yawn anymore.
Yeah, two things can happen there when you're yawning. One is where you're actually exhaling like air out of your lungs. And one is like a yawn, but both of those are used to release the negativity. Using that word as being very general, it could be anything out of your body. So your body is expelling this negative energy, entities, whatever has
dark side
in contact, parasites, whatever. Yes, So you gave an interesting, you mentioned an interesting thing there about, you know, since you're a massage practitioner, having the light being up and doing those clearings as you're doing your work. Very, very, very good.
Mm.
That's great.
Well,
that
and that is
protection.
Yeah.
Pauline was saying, can you just leave it on and go? And well, that's exactly what I do. I mean, I'm like, I turn it on for 8 hours, and it's an hour drive there, and I had 5.5 hours today, and it's still on now.
Yep.
I definitely noticed a difference with that. But also when I'm working on people, I yawn. So I figure I'm like releasing the energy. Is it coming through me and out? Is that how that works?
I would say so, yes. Because your body is taking it on. Your body is like a sponge. So it's able to release that energy. That's very, very good that you're doing that.
So can I ask a question there? Because
yeah.
It's almost like you're helping them. Could it be that, Twiggy, that you're actually kind of helping them because you're releasing it for them while you're working with them?
I definitely believe that I do that, and I've done it all along, although I've always yawned during massages, but until I came on and started listening in May, I didn't really understand what it was. And like, why are you yawning? I'm like, I don't know, but it's... So, but on the way home and a couple, and one other time when I was driving, I was releasing, and I have an hour drive, hour commute, so I have a lot of time to, you know, increase my life force energy and bring my spirit back. And I decided tonight too to like to, get the entities out of me. And I'm almost yawning so hard I can't get it out. That's what it feels like. And one of the yawns, I felt like I was going to throw up. So does that mean I'm releasing the energies that I've picked up?
Yep, that's what you're doing.
I definitely have felt like that too. Twiggy, I do feel like, you know, sometimes I have to yawn a lot and you know, almost like I'm going to throw up sometimes. It has happened very, very short, which is fortunate. Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to release. We have other questions, so thank you for calling, Twiggy. Okay, well, my yawn sometimes lasts a minute. About the jellyfish attaching to our DNA and how do we clear our cellular memory so they can't connect again. I would say get on that alien page and put in jellyfish and just keep clearing that out, and that will also clean them out of your DNA. And so remember, each time you do that, if you do the, you know, spirit integration, spirit infusion, then that will actually help you to keep these things out of it. So, and it also depends probably how deep they go into the DNA. So, you know, I can't necessarily say, because you could have a lot of, it's hard to say how the cell structure is created, okay? Does that cell structure go back, you know, 5,000 years, 100,000 years, and maybe the octopus, maybe the squid, maybe, you know, whatever, the worms, you know, maybe the jellyfish, whatever came into that at a certain time, because of these alien beings came here at that given time. So is it going to go back completely? I don't know, but it's a way to get started with this here. So like I say, nothing is typically finite, only because the light only works in the now. It has to figure all these things out. But once you get them out of you, I can guarantee that those beings are not going to come back to you. Lightship will terminate them. Either they're going to go to the light or they'll be loved to death, one or the other. And so that's the way the lightship works, because these things should not be in the universe of light. So this is the way they work. And once they're gone, they're gone. So you don't have to worry about them body hopping into somebody else or anything else. They're gone. And, you know, that's the whole process, is to get your spirit more into these locations of where these energies are. That's the bottom line. If you're not home, who is? What's in you? You know? And like the initial caller who got on quite a while ago, who mentioned about maybe losing jewelry, dropping her ring, also, you know, that's a parallel life. So you don't want to go to those either. So if you're not here, where are you? So that's another thing. So always command your spirit and your body to be here in this planet of light. You know, you may want to specify that. You want both pieces, your spirit and your physical body, to be here in the current now that was created by the light, created by source energy of the light. So that's kind of maybe that in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I guess our show is probably coming to a close. We went over quite a ways here.
Yeah, I don't know. Can we do any more? There is quite a few questions on the NATO barcode.
Go ahead. Maybe go another maybe 10 minutes, if that would be okay for people. I'm fine with that.
Okay. So there's a few questions. Do we have to be present for the NATO barcode clearing and also the self-empowerment clearing?
Well, you can put somebody's name in and do that, okay? But you would have to be present for them. So, yes, you have to be in front of your computer or have it in the same room as you to do the clearing. Because you have to change and go through each one of those things. So if you start it and you walk away for, say, 15 minutes or so, then you have to, you know when when it's going to be changing to another entry. So you don't have to sit there, on your seat all the time of your chair in front of your computer, but you do have to be there. You have to be active with the clearing.
Mm.
So if you do your husband, then you want to be there the same time that you have done yours. And you will feel energies in anybody that you're related to, connected to energetically, you will feel it leave you also. So, yes, you do have to be present if you want to use that term, yeah. You
okay.
just can't put the thing on because you have to click buttons and change things.
Yeah.
It's so not an automatic a situation.
Mm-hmm. And then you also, between each one, you want to put your, you want to get your spirit back, do the spirit infusion too.
Yes, of course,
too.
Yeah. And you want to see who, like on the self-empowerment one, you want to see what's happening to you, you know. Mm-hmm. On the natal one, you want to type in the name. And you want to, go through all that particular clearing so that it's complete.
So Ed was actually wondering, what about putting all 24 letters and then the 10 numerals in?
Yeah,
but
each one of those is going to count down in sequential order as they're put in. And on the NATO one, you go from left to right, then right to left. And mm-hmm. so, yes, if you put them all in at one time, it'll just go through them. But each one takes a certain amount of time to do. So you can
and
you've got to
be there for all of them. Yeah.
But you have to be there present or have your computer up. You can do it when you're sleeping, but it will count down and do that. But you want to make sure that when it does change, then you have to go in and, maybe wake up or something and change the different settings, change the part of the healing that's different.
Mm. So Hi is asking, can we put name, address, date of birth, nicknames all together in one line and clear them all in one shot?
Yeah, you
possibly
could.
Possibly then overnight.
Each one of those letters and numbers and everything else is going to take so much time. So you could enter as many as you want on that line, but it's going to take a long time to do it. There's no problem with that.
So basically, that could maybe be an idea.
If you're going to stay by your computer, for 20 hours, yeah, you can put in whatever you want. It may take that long to do.
Hmm. What if you do that and for instance, have it near you while you're sleeping overnight?
Yeah, that would work also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, just know that if it changes modes, then you have to be able to get up to change it, you see, because there's different buttons that you click on.
Okay.
But, you have to go through the clearing of whatever that clearing would be. And some clearings are more complex and complicated because you may want to switch into different drop-down boxes to change things. Other clearings are not that complicated. But remember, there's no shortcut, so... If you're asking me for a shortcut, there's none. Either you choose life or you choose death, basically. We already know what the dying process is, so this is going to bring you life. So you need to go in there and just follow through and do them. But like one lady today said, she had such a relief just by doing her first name. And her question was that her name is very, very, very long. And so, she has an English name and also, I think, a name in Spanish. And she may have maybe like five or six different names attached to her name in Spanish, where here it's much simpler. And if you have that situation, then, yeah, you can take some time to do it. You don't have to do it continuously, but I would recommend doing as much as you can at one time. Remember, you don't want the dark side to come in do something during your clearing. This is why I specify to do it normally in one setting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So like I say, there's, you have to choose life or death, basically, and if you're choosing life, then take the time and the dedication on your part to do the clearing for whatever it takes. This is why, like, when you do the alien death code removal, the barcode on you, you know, be prepared to be at your computer for 8 hours.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way it works.
Yeah.
It's very simple. You just have to get out of the mind energy, the time energy, and realize that if you're choosing to get rid of this stuff, this is how it's done. And there's really no shortcut, because the light ship is doing all they can do to help you. There's so much behind the scenes. All you have to do is show up and put your effort out just a little bit, because they're doing so much more than you wouldn't even realize what they're doing. Where they got to battle the darkness each time you do these clearings to get it off of you. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. So there was another question here, if we can take another one. Did Jesus belong to the order of Melchizedek?
I have no idea.
Okay.
That's earth-based reality stuff.
Yeah.
Typically, I would say probably not.
Mm-hmm. So,
some beings that are here, you know, from, you know, whatever. Like I say, on the light ship, there's no separation between light. Light is light. And so any order like that that's down here, any hierarchy, any belief systems like that, it doesn't exist on the light ship. So from that standpoint, I would say the answer is no, only because on the light, everything is light. There's no lesser light, no higher light. It's light. Light is light.
Great. There's a lot of, there's actually Tara, I think, or Tamara, I forgot her name, but I think it's the person who called in earlier today asking how to set up a session with you, and I just wanted to go through that just briefly here. To go to your website, which is www.creationlightship.com, and go down, scroll down on the left-hand side, you will come to almost at, well, actually, I think it is at the bottom there. It says contact, and you click on that, and you will see various ways that you can contact Ron. There are phone numbers and, you know, the different websites, the different email addresses you can contact Ron on, and you can basically see it there. You can also put it in, I think. How to get a session for you.
creationlightship@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple.
Yeah.
You know, get on and do the online healings. That way you can do it when you choose to. It works the exact same way as it does if I'm in person doing a clearing for you.
Yeah. And I don't know if tomorrow Tara has had any with you, so she has a few questions on what one would be the better one to do before others, but I'm thinking she probably has had some of them. But, you know, it's always a good thing to email you, Ron, or call you and see and go from there. I saw something about, she's asking, set sequence help prevent parallel lives, and I'm guessing that's meaning if the set sequence clearing will help prevent parallel lives.
Yeah, that's the clearing to get you into the present moment through this lifetime. So, yes, remember, everything that you're experiencing right now is from the past and the future, because the dark side puts you into a time-based reality. And so that will eliminate this lifetime up to this present moment if you have that clearing. So it's going to put you into the present moment in the now through your whole life. So that's why that session is, or the clearing's on the website. I don't really describe it too much unless somebody asks me about it. And most people who read it will ask if they're interested, because they'll know intuitively what it actually is. Your spirit will kind of nudge them to have that clearing. That puts you into the current moment in the now and out of the time-based reality for this whole lifetime. Remember, the clearings that we have, almost all of them are for this lifetime. There are some that go back into past generations, etc., but you first have to get this lifetime here cleaned out. This is what you're working with. Everything that you have is brought forth from the past, but you're dealing with it now in this lifetime. So you have to get rid of this lifetime stuff before you go into the past lives, okay? So this is why everything is based on this lifetime.
Okay. Can we do maybe an energy with the light being, Ron, so we have something?
Yeah, that's
when
good
we leave here.
Today is Friday.
The show. Yeah.
And naturally, tomorrow, for everybody listening, we're on Station 1 again at 9 o'clock Pacific, which is, you know, midnight back east. And tomorrow we go on the light ship for maybe 15 minutes. And we do that about the first 5 minutes of the program, in case you're up late back east. Then that way you can go to the light ship and go to sleep. So here we go. Let's bring in... let me see here. I want to bring in an energy that we haven't done for quite a while. I'm trying to see who wants to come in here. I'll bring in Saint Bernadette. Her energy is very, very, very nice. She lived here, went to Lourdes, France. She came from the light ship. And her energy is just very, very nice. It's very like, much like Mother Mary's energy. So here comes Saint Bernadette. They'll come in through the light ship here. This is her spirit. Remember, everybody has names that they incarnated down here. And so, but it's a different energy on the light ship. And it's pure light, although we'll have a little flavor since we have a physical name here that will be incorporated with that light energy, okay? So if I brought in the plain energy of the pure light of her, you would not feel the difference between that of Jesus and Mother Mary of anybody else I brought in. But because I'm calling it Saint Bernadette, it'll have just a slightly different flavor to it. So here we go. And that energy will not be a negative energy just because we have that, okay? So here it comes. So here's Saint Bernadette. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. It's a little over an inch down on your scroll bar. So here it comes. So stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels good here.
That's very, very strong.
Yeah,
it's so strong tonight. I can really feel her energy here. Very nice.
Remember, everybody listening is out of time right now, okay? Like I said earlier on the program, just look around you in your room, wherever you are, and kind of see the energies. Everything's going to be very separate from you. And kind of take a note of that. And if you happen to go into a parallel life, okay, you're going to notice that this frequency of everything will be changed slightly, okay? And you may be able to note it. So you might just concentrate on maybe two or three things, maybe your computer, whatever else you have around you that's that you look at all the time, and just see if it changes somewhat. It might be slightly in a different location, maybe a fourth of an inch off from where it is right now. Maybe your computer might look a little different. Maybe it might be a little more brighter here and maybe a little duller where in a parallel life. Because remember, that the dark side will mimic all this here, but they cannot make it exactly like what it is here. But it can come very, very, very close. Remember, they have to change everything. They have to bring everything up in your room into that parallel life, okay, and duplicate everything, simulate it. And so you might find, like I say, people lose keys, et cetera. Some people, you know, you might lose part of your clothing, maybe, but that's pretty hard because it's so large. But you might find something that might be a clue to you. Maybe there's like a small pin on your counter, and in a parallel life they forgot it. And down here you have it. So just kind of take a note. This is a test, everybody. So you can let me know on the next show or next week if you happen to notice something that was not with you and all of a sudden it appeared. And it will be with you on these programs because you're going to be in the universe of light on these programs, where elsewise you may not be. So I'll bring in the energy again, stronger, of St. Bernadette, then we'll say goodbye, and blessings to all of you. So here she comes. It'll be activated, the light being, for the next, say, half an hour. So straight up on the hour, she'll be leaving. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and thank you, Cindy, for sharing stuff. Yeah, tomorrow night is a sample Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and you can ask for your own healings there. We'll be going up for like maybe 10, 15 minutes. It'll be doing much like the show this evening, but it's 1 hour in length. So blessings to all of you. Thank you, Annika, for coming on tonight.
Yes,
we went
thank
over.
You. And thank you, everyone who has been calling in. And thanks, Cindy, for all your help online there. Thank
everybody
you
else,
very much.
Everybody else who's behind the scenes here adding support and also supporting the people around them. Because remember, if you get it, you're the mouthpiece. So blessings to all of you. Goodbye,
yeah,
everybody.
Blessings.
Good night.
Good night.